Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude, you know, like, you gotta be willing to defend, gotta be willing to base run, or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, getting you ready for game number 3 of the series as the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Atlanta Braves from American Family Field at 1:10 today. The first pitch, Chad Patrick on the bump for Milwaukee, going up against Spencer Schwellenbach of Atlanta. Game number 69 of the season set to begin from American Family Field. 1:10, your first pitch. Before we go any further into the program, first thing we do on every show, it's the starting lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Game 3 of the series, we always start with the visiting team first on the lineups. Ronald Acuna will lead things off again for Atlanta. He is in right field today. Drake Baldwin back to catching. He will bat second. Austin Riley, the third baseman, will bat third. Matt Olson at first base, batting fourth. Marcelo Zuna, the designated hitter, will bat fifth. Ozzie Albies at second base, batting sixth. Michael Harris, the second, will bat seventh, play center field. Eli White in left field, bats eighth. Nick Allen is their starting shortstop today. He will bat ninth. For the Milwaukee Brewers, helping the offensive side for Chad Patrick today, Bryce Terang leading it off, playing second base. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. William Contreras, the DH, will bat third. Jake Bowers is in left field, batting fourth today. Reese Hoskins, the first baseman, will bat fifth. Sal Frelick in right field, batting sixth. Caleb Durbin is the third baseman today, batting seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Eric Haas is catching today, batting ninth for the crew. One thing that you may have noticed now, multiple days in a row in regards to the starting lineup before we get into the program, is that Christian Yelich now out of the lineup for the second straight day. This is because of renewed swelling in his right wrist, according to Adam McAlvey on Twitter. This is going back to the hit-by-pitch back in Philadelphia on the last road trip. So now we'll hear from Pat Murphy later in the program talking about this and basically saying that he thinks that it's just a precautionary, nothing to be too worried about. But Yelich not in the lineup now for the second straight day for the Milwaukee Brewers. You see Eric Haas and William Contreras now being the DH today as Bowers in left field, rather than Bowers just subbing in at the DH position like he did yesterday. Speaking of yesterday, that was a much more fun Brewer game to go over. We go over every single game at the beginning of the show, and we call it the Rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Quinn Priester on the bump for Milwaukee yesterday, going up against Grant Holmes of the Atlanta Braves. And Quinn Priester, man, this guy is continuing to show out every time now he comes out on the bump. A fantastic start to the game. He gave up the leadoff single to Ronald Acuna, but then able to retire the side after that. We jump ahead to the third inning. Joey Ortiz leads things off. He would have a single. Then Bryce Terang strikes out swinging. That means Jackson Churio up with one man on and one out. Well, he got the scoring started for the crew.
Churio into center. Well struck. It is back and it is gone.
First base umpire calling it a home run.
Number 11 on the year. It's a 2-0 lead for the Brewers. Just over the yellow line and straightaway center.
They all count the same no matter how far they go. Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. That would make it 2-0 in Milwaukee's favor. Quinn Priester, continuing to shove, would retire the side in the fourth. Gives up an RBI single to Ronald Acuna Jr. in the fifth. Quite frankly, if all that guy does is get a single every time he comes up, you're doing all right. Jump ahead to the sixth inning. Priester, again, a 1-2-3 sixth inning. His final line is six innings of work, seven hits, one earned run, seven strikeouts for Priester, something we are completely foreign to in his game, but seven strikeouts nonetheless. Fantastic performance for Quinn Priester. In the sixth, leading it off, though, a much farther home run, but less men on base for Jake Bowers in the sixth.
Bowers, a drive to center. It is back and gone for Jake Bowers. Sources say that one was hammered.
I'll tell you, when he hits him, they stay hit, doesn't he? That ball off the batter's eye out there in center.
An absolute bomb from Jake Bowers. Now, if you heard it a little bit earlier on the Mason Crosby show today with Mitch Thunder Nellis, we talked about it. They originally had the distance at 399 on that home run. Well, that math doesn't make sense, StatCast, because the center field wall is 400 feet. Jake Bowers, it would then get corrected to 434, which you will hear a little bit later on in this segment. He will accept that for the length of the homer. We jump ahead to the next inning. Caleb Durbin leads things off with a hit-by-pitch. They would challenge. It would be upheld. The guy gets hit by a pitch every other day. Joey Ortiz would single. That got Caleb Durbin over to third base. Then Bryce Terang would draw a walk. Now there's no outs. Bases loaded. The Brewers would strike out. Jackson Churio would strike out after Joe Ruiz would come in. William Contreras works a walk. That's how the fourth run would come across in the inning. But then another strikeout from Bowers and a flyout for Reese Hoskins. The scoring was done there. Trevor McGill would come in the ninth inning, clean things up. Abner Uribe, fantastic seventh and eighth inning out of him. And the Brewers would win 4-1. The win goes to Quinn Priester. He now improves to 4-2 on the season. Grant Holmes gets the loss. He is now 3-5. Trevor McGill picks up his 13th save of the season. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Who was the best player in yesterday's game?
The MVP of the last game for the crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You heard me read Quinn Priester's stat line already once in the program, but I'll read it again in case you joined a little bit late there. Six innings, seven hits, one earned run, seven strikeouts for Quinn Priester. He was using a lot more of his other stuff, cutter, slider, as opposed to the sinker during the game, and it threw off Atlanta completely. Seven strikeouts on the year for Quinn Priester ties a season high. You got to go back to the Pittsburgh outing where he went six innings, gave up six hits, 2-1 loss back on the 24th of May. But traditionally, Quinn Priester not going seven strikeouts, but he has gone five innings now in 7 consecutive outings at least during this time. He's been absolutely phenomenal. Quinn Priester, your MVP of the game. He spoke to the media after, audio courtesy of David Gasper on Twitter. Let me play that for you right now.
Starting again. Okay. Yeah, just normal, obviously. Whatever role and whatever way, you know, my six innings or five innings is going to be thrown. I'm just ready to help the team out, and certainly, you know, nice to start that one and get a clean first and kind of roll through there.
Seven strikeouts with a little bit of everything. What does that say about how the stuff is playing?
I just think kind of, you know, use what was there. The cutter, you know, at the top was really good today, and certainly not something I do a whole lot, but, you know, I thought Bill did a phenomenal job of, you know, recognizing that early and it's kind of given me the confidence in that pitch, too. You know, when he kept calling it, you know, you kind of think to yourself, well, it must be really good right now. I just want to be calling it. So, you know, having that confidence in that pitch gave me some confidence and was able to execute more often than not. And, you know, definitely didn't get as many ground balls as we're used to, but did a nice job.
How much confidence does that give you, though? Like, you can pitch in different ways, maybe.
Yeah, no, a lot. You know, I've always, you know, felt that way. Definitely have gone away from getting guys out at the top like we did a little bit today. But to know that that's there and that's going to be an option, you know, I think it's only a good thing. And, you know, just the more consistent I get and the more reps I get, you know, I think the better that'll be and the better and more consistent I'll be at doing that. And, you know, it's just, like you said, having options is always a good thing.
Overall, just start to start, how much confidence are you building just overall right now on the mound? Start to start outing.
Yeah, I think the most, you know, the most I've had, you know, being in the big leagues and just being able to go out there and, you know, I'm not guessing.
There is the audio from Quinn Priester speaking after the game. Quinn Priester, just for reference here on you guys, 33 sinkers thrown yesterday, 30 cutters, 30 sliders. Did a fantastic job mixing things up. Not something we're very typical of seeing with Quinn Priester, but does a phenomenal job. Six innings, seven strikeouts for Quinn in the ball game yesterday. How about the manager? How did he feel after the game? Here is Pat Murphy on the Brewers 4-1 win over Atlanta yesterday.
Grindle, you know, that kid has just been getting better and better, and it's credit to the front office, you know, for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. And I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, you know, Matt Arnold talking to me about like, hey, this is a guy that we want to go after. You remember him from the Pirates and blah, 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 blah. And of course we did. And, you know, had a good arm. I didn't remember specifics. And, you know, he talked about this great sinker and that they've done their research. And it's great to see it happen. When we first got him, he wasn't where he is today. So another credit to the pitching staff, pitching coaching staff for helping, and other pitchers helping him, you know, get better. So, yeah, he's great. Poise, toughness, all the things you want.
Murphy used the secondaries a little more tonight, not just the sinker, got some more swing and miss. Does it stand out that he was able to find a little bit of a different way to get outs too, even
yeah,
than he normally does?
Yeah, if you watch the Braves, they had such a great approach to a sinker. You know, they stayed inside it, hit balls up the middle, you know, hit balls the other way. I mean, it was like that was their approach to it. He got very few pull side ground balls from the right-handers, and you start seeing that. William's smart enough. You know, William doesn't get enough credit. I say that all the time. but he doesn't get enough credit for how he picks up on things and then adjusts accordingly. So, yeah, he threw a bunch of cutters tonight and a bunch more breaking balls. But it's the kid's coming into his own. It's pretty special. I mean, a lot of good performances. Great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer, but Joey Ortiz, you know, he had two important hits and, you know, doing what he's been doing all year, and then, you know, have him come on the way he has in the last five or six games is really a good sign. And then, you know, Durbin's doing what Durbin does. He gets hit by a pitch every other game, and kind of cool.
Murph, how good are you feeling when you're putting Abner in the game these days?
Yeah, I mean, Abner's been really good. You know, I tricked him a little bit. I told him you just have two hitters in the next hitter because he got it out so quick in like 11 pitches or whatever the first inning. I said, you got two hitters because their lineup's kind of constructed against, you know, their righties are so dangerous. It's hard to bring lefties in against them, you know.
What was the big hit of the last game for the crew? Who hit it? It's time for the drive of the game. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Bowers a drive to center. It is back and gone for Jake Bowers. Sources say that one was hammered.
I'm going to give love to Jake Bowers on Drive of the Game every chance I can, people. And I'm telling you, I say this seriously. He is one of the best hitters on the team right now. He really is. Statistically speaking, with his game time versus his production right now, Jake Bowers in the lineup again, batting fourth, cleanup today like he did yesterday. He deserves to be in that top five spot all day on this team. He had the drive of the game. Jake Bowers speaking to the media after. Here is the audio from Jake Bowers.
Your reaction after the homer.
I have no comment.
No comment. Come on.
The picture got sent to me a bunch. It's not the first time it's happened. I have no idea why it happens. But, I mean, here we are. Got caught.
Well, I mean, how about 434? Is that why? Just, you know, you got all of it?
That sounds better. What did you say this at first? 399?
Well, at first they said 399. Mm. Then it went up to
410.
And now it's been corrected to 434 at 108.
I'll accept that.
Okay. But, I mean, it's just the adjustments that you guys were able to make against Holmes.
Yeah. No, I mean, personally, got myself into a 2-0 count on my first at-bat, pulled off a cutter. Only goal the rest of the night was just stay through the middle of the field. Got a pitch to do that on and execute.
You had a couple of close calls recently. Does it feel good to finally see that one go?
Yeah, for sure. Try not to think too much about results, but, I mean, also, when you're putting good at-bats together and putting good swings on balls and not having anything to show for it, it weighs on you a little bit. So it was good to get that one to go.
Jake, how about for the team, too, you know, to see a couple of balls fly? You guys do seem like a different team when you hit some home runs. I'm sure that's true of every team.
I mean, I think so far in this homestand, it feels like we've been swinging the bats well. I mean, look up at the exit velos, and a lot of them are 95-plus, so not a lot to show for it after that. But that just tells me we're hitting the ball hard, and it's just it's not falling our way right now. And so tonight to have Churio hit the two-run homer to start us off and then get a little bit of insurance behind that was big.
There is Jake Bowers speaking to the media after the game. Audio courtesy of David Gasper on Twitter. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I want to go back to the Jackson Churio homer with William Contreras in the third inning. The crew tallied multiple extra base hits in the third inning. It was the first time they have recorded two extra base hits in the same inning since June 1st, 10 days ago, against the Philadelphia Phillies in that contest. I could not believe that when I saw it. But you also heard Pat Murphy speaking a little bit about Joey Ortiz in that last postgame audio we heard. He now collected two hits in the game yesterday. It's his second two-hit game in June, also back on that same date of June 1st. In his last 11 games, Joey Ortiz has a .342 on-base percentage, and he has eight hits in that time, all while coming around to score six times during that stretch. Joey Ortiz has been a name that a lot of people in the Milwaukee Brewers fandom and media space have been questioning during this time, but he's definitely playing up to the standard that we know Joey Ortiz can play, like he was playing last season. I know it's not a guy who's going to hit 300 or hit 35 homers for you, but you knew when losing Willy Adames, you were going to lose a little bit of production out of that shortstop position. Joey Ortiz finding some sort of groove when it feels like the entire offense has been dormant over the last 10 games or so. Maybe it was closer to a week as opposed to going all the way back to that Philadelphia series. Joey Ortiz has remained on one of the hottest stretches of the season for him thus far. Coming up, we're going to talk to Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. That is who we are going to talk to if you want to get any bets or action on today's game. Does his best job each and every day here on the Leadoff Show. We'll hear from him next. It is the Leadoff Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fuck.
At the wall, look it up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get over to Austin Herdina at Potawatomi, let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup again for you guys here today. Bryce Turang will lead things off. He'll play second base. Jackson Churio in center field will bat second. William Contreras is the DH, batting third. Jake Bowers in left field will bat fourth today. Reese Hoskins at first base batting fifth. Sal Frelick in right field will bat sixth. Caleb Durbin is the third baseman batting seventh. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Rounding things out catching today, it'll be Eric Haas for the crew.
Turn it up!
What you remember about Scotty Tuhati back in the day? The worm finisher? I mean, who can beat that? Now joining the program as he does each and every day, Austin Herdina, sportsbook manager over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Get you some of your best bets if you want to get any action today. Austin, how are we doing today?
We're doing good. I'm hoping to get a hot streak.
Yeah, right. Stay hot, too, on top of it. Austin Herdina, sportsbook manager over at Potawatomi, joining the leadoff show, talking a little bit about the Milwaukee Brewers betting odds for today. Hey, Austin, the offense, maybe not perfect yesterday, but Brewers find a way and managed to get a win across the board. Needed that one, too.
Yeah, Brewers getting the win, evening up the series. You know, we got the rubber match today, early start in the afternoon. Should be a good crowd. You know, school's out for a lot of the school districts around here. So
yeah,
you get those nice afternoon weekday games where you get a lot of the families showing up. So it should be a good attended game too.
Yeah, can't wait. Day baseball, I've said it before, love day baseball on the leadoff show and for the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. Looking at the most popular bets you guys got, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Moneyline has the Braves favorite today, -175, 1.5, the run line, over under set at 7.5 today. Austin, what are you liking over at Potawatomi for the people for the best bets today?
All right, so yesterday went with the Brewers and Churio over 1.5 total bases, and that got there.
Yes.
So we got the win. We're going to try to get another win today. Just going with my gut again today, and I'm liking the Brewers again. The Braves are 2-8 in their last 10 games. They're 10 games under 500. They're not the team that they've been the last several years. So I like the Brewers as an underdog to get the win today. I'm liking over 7.5. I think that our offense is going to come through. The bottom part of our order is crucial. The bottom three hitters in our lineup today are batting in the low 200s. We need some guys to get on base, get some hits. So I think Joey Ortiz is going to get a hit.
Mm.
So we're looking at the Brewers over 7.5, and Ortiz to get a hit, +575.
Yeah, I just read it out for the people a little bit ago, but Joey Ortiz now over his last 11 games has 8 hits. He's got an on-base percentage of .342, really playing up to his best ball so far this season. With that parlay, again, it is Brewers money line, the over of 7.5. Joey Ortiz to get a hit pays +575 over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, big night, NBA Finals back in action today. Sure, it's going to be jumping over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. What do the people need to know? What's going on over at Potawatomi they should hear about?
Absolutely, yeah. The spread for tonight's game right now is Thunder -5.5 at Indiana. That is not something you see very often in the NBA Finals where the road team is favored by 5.5. So yeah, it just shows the mismatch that the odds makers are thinking that this is. But you come in tonight, you know, watch the Brewers game this afternoon, and then tonight come on in, watch the NBA Finals. We have, you know, all your baseball games you'll find as well. Plenty to do at Potawatomi, you know, not just the sports book, but you got the table games, the slots, bingo, you name it. So come on, enjoy our food and beverage and come watch the game.
Absolutely. Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. One more time, his parlay for the people tonight. It is Brewers money line, the over of 7.5. Joey Ortiz to get a hit pays +575, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Austin, have a great rest of your day. And of course, go Brewers.
Go Brewers.
There he is, Austin Herdina over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. If you ever go into the Potawatomi Sportsbook, make sure you go find Austin, say, hey, where is this guy? I'm sure you'll find him. And then he'll come and say hi, say you've heard him on the leadoff show, does a great job each and every day, of course. And really just the most hospitable people I know work over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we go any further into the program, Jacob Mizorowski has been easily one of the talks of the town right now, is going to be called up. He is in the clubhouse right now tonight. And on top of it, we have the first sound, yes, sent over from Drew Wagner himself. Jacob Mizorowski speaking to the media today Ooh, it's good stuff. Seems like an awesome dude. I'm going to play that for you guys next here. Here is the highly anticipated Jacob Mizorowski, number four prospect, number one pitching prospect in the Brewers system right now, speaking to the media before the game today.
Congratulations, just to get the news and to know that you're starting tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. I mean, it's everything I hoped for.
How did Rick Sweet tell you?
It was actually a phone call at 9 a.m. and it popped up with possible spam over it in the wireless caller. So I declined it the first time. And then he texts me. He's like, hey, this is your head coach. You need to answer the phone. So I answered it then. And he's like, well, you're going to want to wake up for this one. So, yeah, it was good.
You didn't have Rick Sweet's number?
I didn't. I didn't. I don't know. I always used the WhatsApp. And every time I texted with him, it was through the WhatsApp. And I had his number in there. So, yeah.
Were you planning to spend too much time in Nashville?
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever it was, that was the when they call me, so yeah.
Jacob, what has the last month been like? Because we've seen some lower pitch counts. It just seems like this has been on the horizon for a while now.
Yeah, I mean, I just go out there and throw whatever they ask, and if that's 60 pitches, 70 pitches, whatever, that's what it is. So, I don't know, it's been exciting and you know, now we're here. So,
did it feel like it was close though? I mean, did you kind of sense like they're just setting me up to get a little breather for what's coming? Did you have any conversations about that?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, you kind of like want to play backseat manager and think that, but at the same time, you just have to go out there and perform the same way you have been for week in, week out.
What about that 5-6-7 start stretch where you were commanding the ball really well, like not walking guys at all? Was there something mechanically or something like in the intent that allowed you to really hone in the command?
No, I think it was just I figured everything out and we just rolled with it. So I don't think it was anything special. I think it was just more just finally clicking.
Is that like in your mechanics, in your body?
Yeah, I mean, I think that also helps, but I think it's also just was finally in sync with everything and just felt good.
How much can you lean on guys like, you know, Chad or Logan, who's been down there, Carlos, Tobias, right? There's so many young starters in this group who've already pitched this season. How much can you lean on them to just kind of handle what's in front of you?
Yeah, a ton. I mean, there was countless questions yesterday of what was going to happen with Hindy over in AAA. I mean, they're in Norfolk right now, so it was, yeah, a ton of questions. And then when I finally got here, I was texting with Chad, asking a bunch of questions, make sure I had everything right for today, so no, it's been good.
What was the best piece of advice you got from Logan or Chad or any of those guys that have been up here?
I mean, the constant one was just breathe. Just breathe, you'll be fine. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Is that kind of hard to remember sometimes? I'm sure you're very excited. What do you think it's going to be like, you know, when you trot in?
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be exciting. The heart will be racing, so I don't know if I could say what it's going to feel like because I don't know.
Any fun stories of getting to share the news with family or friends or their reactions?
Yeah, I mean, it was early in the morning, so all the family was asleep or, you know, my mom was in some meetings with her work and, you know, got to go on voicemail and stuff for my family for a little bit till they woke up. But, yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. They were all excited for me, so.
How close did it feel like you came to being here as a reliever last year, or even as a reliever this? I mean, was that ever a possibility in your head that it would be something other than a starting pitcher?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year when I went through all that stay ready camp or whatever you want to call it in Arizona, I think, yeah, of course. I mean, you always think it's an option. I mean, what? Hudson went that he was in that camp with me and he went up in the postseason, so I think it was like, maybe, maybe not. You never know. So, you know, again, just staying ready, being in when my name gets called, be ready and have fun.
How did you use that to, I don't know, maybe fuel you, that sort of like sense that the call could come anytime?
I think it was just one of those things that you always work out like you were ready to go each day. So I think it's finally, when it finally did come, you were prepared and you didn't have to really change anything to be up here.
Is it gratifying a little bit for it to happen as a starter? You know, there's always been the question of reliever, starter. You've been pretty adamant that you want to start games.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just plays into a factor that the Brewers trust me, and they think I have the strength to do it. And, you know, I think I'm ready and willing to do it. So, excited.
Speaking of strength, what about throwing 103 in the sixth inning? Where did that come from?
I was a little fired up. It was a good moment, you know. I think it was second and third, somewhere in there. And, you know, we were up by one run. So it was one of those things that, like, you kind of had to do it to win the game. So, you know, had to pull it out of the back pocket.
Have you ever been on a set with 300-mile-an-hour guys?
Say again?
I mean, you have 300-mile-an-hour guys on this team now. Have you ever had that many on that? I mean, you've been teammates with Abner.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So Uribe was the only other guy that I've played with.
Is there any, like, I know you don't stare all the time at the radar gun, but is there some competition when you have guys who can really get it up there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe with other guys, but with me, no. I mean, I think I'm just trying to throw as hard as I can every pitch, and so I think if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, you have other stuff to go to, and curveball's working, slider, you know, working with that stuff too.
What about the changeups? Kind of take us through the development of that pitch and how comfortable you feel with it now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good with it right now. I think it's come a long way. You know, like I think it's always been there. I think it's just one of those things that I didn't have the, like, control of it, and I didn't trust it. So it was one of those things that, like, kind of went on the back burner while I was coming up.
Cardinals, what do you think about it being a division rival? I know you don't pick your opponent, but it's a team maybe you'll see a long time, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also plays into living in Missouri, so I think it's a huge thing. It's a lot of, really cool to face a team I've grown up watching all the time, so I'm excited.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Be a cowboy of the sky. Apply now at IWL8.org. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That was Jacob Mizorowski, recent Nashville Sound, now Milwaukee Brewer. That audio courtesy of Drew Wagner. We'll hear from Drew Wagner just about 5 minutes or so here. But before we do that, we got to get into our Building a Winner feature presented by Ironworkers Local 8. Thanks again to Ironworkers Local 8 for being a part of the show each and every day. And speaking of Mizorowski, let's start with the former ball club.
Nashville Sounds.
Yeah, Nashville in action yesterday against Norfolk, the Tides over there of Baltimore's AAA affiliate. They would fall 9-5 in the ballgame. However, some news and noteworthy for this. Jefferson Cuero had two hits, drove in a pair of runs as AAA Nashville would fall to Norfolk on Tuesday. Since rejoining the Sounds, however, Cuero is batting .333, has a .429 on base percentage. That is the Brewers' number two prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. This is his first real extended stint with Nashville after the shoulder injury last year. Also in the game, Eddie Rosario had a double RBI as well. The Nashville Sounds now 38-25 after the 9-5 loss over Norfolk yesterday.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Shuckers back in action. They lost 10-9 to Chattanooga. The Lookouts is Cincinnati's AA affiliate. But however, Brock Wilkin, another home run in the ball game. He now is leading all of minor league baseball for Milwaukee with 16 homers on the season. Continues to stay hot. And Xavier Warren, another feel-good story to talk about as well from Biloxi. His home run is now, he had a home run yesterday that now makes him the most homers in Biloxi Shuckers history during the time as well. Luis Lara, a double in the game. Cooper Pratt, a double as well. A lot of good things from the offensive side. You just lose 10-9 to Chattanooga. They are in first place still in the South Division, now 35-23 on the season.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Who told you to watch out for the Timber Rattlers once they start getting Carolina boys up there? They are now 30-28, have won four in a row, just 3.5 games back in the West Division. Marco Dinges had a homer and a double, 3 RBIs in the ball game. He was, of course, the call-up from Carolina earlier, was killing it while he was there. He leads all of Brewers minor league baseball with a .345 batting average, also has 45 runs driven in. That is the most across all levels of minor league baseball for the Brewers as well. They'll be back in action today with Tyson Harden on the bump. That's must watch always as well too. He's 4-2 with a 2.22 ERA this season.
Carolina Mudcats.
Mudcats falling in the game yesterday, 5-1 over Lynchburg. 35-21, still a strong record, but now tied for first place in the North Division of the Carolina League. However, in the game, Braylon Payne, he hit a homer in yesterday's contest. Jose Anderson 1-for-2 as well with a couple of walks. And Luis Pena a hit and a stolen base. I bring that up because he now leads Brewers Minor League Baseball with 25 stolen bases. And there is a lot of hype growing nationally in the prospect game for Luis Pena, a recent addition to the MLB Pipeline Top 100 at number 99 on the list. And I'll say it again, there are not 98 prospects better than Luis Pena. Once more people get eyes on him, it's going to start to show.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
Complex League falls yesterday. They are 18-11 now on the season, still in first place in their Complex League Central Division. However, Jaden Fielder, a triple in the ball game. Everyone loves to hear the feel-good story with Jaden Fielder, former Prince Fielder's son, now also playing with the Complex League Brewers. The Dominican Summer Leagues, one of them falling. Dominican Summer League Blue Team loses 14-8 to the Astros Blue. However, Dominican Summer League Gold picks up a victory over the Pirates Gold Team as well. Brewers Minor League System now 161-117, still second best in all of baseball, just behind the Detroit Tigers at 168-111. This Building a Winner feature brought to you by Ironworkers Local 8, Building Milwaukee's future, one beam at a time. Coming up, we're going to talk to Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, on the other side of this break. A lot of stuff to talk about in regards to yesterday's game and, of course, the anticipation of Jacob Mizorowski. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup one last time for you guys here today. Bryce Turang will lead things off, play second base. Jackson Churio, the center fielder, will bat second. William Contreras, the DH, will bat third. Jake Bowers in left field, batting fourth today. Reese Hoskins at first base will bat fifth. Sal Frelick in right field will bat sixth. Caleb Durbin at third base, batting seventh today. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats eighth. Eric Haas catching will round things out and bat ninth for the crew. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, you can follow his work at Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. It is Drew Wagner. Drew, how are we doing this morning or afternoon, but morning for you?
Quite a big day in Brewers land.
It is, yes.
Everyone's overjoyed. Well, everyone except Aaron Civale.
Yeah, I was actually going to open up with that right here. So let's get into it, Drew. Jacob Mizorowski getting the call up. We heard from Pat Murphy to say that this will be a move that moves Aaron Civale to the bullpen in this situation. And my first question actually goes to Aaron Civale in this point. Drew, I would have bet that every game Aaron Civale played, he would have one relief appearance in his entire career. That's not the case. 122 games, 122 starts. How difficult is that for a veteran or maybe whoever it might be when you are in the starting rotation to then move into a bullpen role with the team?
It's hard, man. And I know people will say, you know, you're a veteran, you're a pro. This shouldn't be listen, this is a big deal. And Aaron Civale is not happy. He's pissed, and rightfully so. I mean, it's a tough pill to swallow, especially going into a contract year. You know, this is a free agent year. This is something that every single player works hard to get to, and this, you know, this could affect it. Now, that's obviously should not be the primary goal of a player in a team sport. I get that. You know, I don't think he's going to go out there and salt. I don't think he's going to go out there and you know, throw games. But he's upset. And this is tough when you've taken the ball every fifth day your entire career. It's going to be a tough adjustment. And, you know, Pat Murphy was pretty clear. This is not a demotion in terms of production. And, you know, when we talked off the record yesterday with you know, Matt Arnold, it's a hard discussion. And understand, you know, this is a people industry, and you want to treat people right. And at the same time, they anticipated and expect, and in a way, they're kind of glad that he's unhappy, because he's going to go out there and try to shove every time. And it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to swallow in terms of personal pride. It's a tough thing to swallow in terms of future, and it's a very tough adjustment to make in terms of preparation and routine and performance.
Drew, when these decisions are being made, I don't know how the Brewers operate. I don't know how Major League Baseball teams operate, if it is a different process. But in terms of when Jacob Mizorowski is getting called up, is this a decision that you think stems from Matt Arnold? Is this a decision the entire organization is having? Is it Pat Murphy with the recommendation to bring up the new arm? Like, what goes into that decision-making process? And ultimately, who's calling the shots on, you know, does Pat Murphy just know that Mizorowski has to come up and he has to find a spot for Civale? Or is this a previously discussed situation so it's not blindsiding anyone?
It's collaborative. I mean, you know, Murph likes to joke about Arnold and the front office and their ivory tower, but it's collaborative. I mean, there are meetings all the time between the front office and Murph and the coaching staff. You know, Murph has meetings all the time with what he calls his leadership group, his pillars. In fact, he had one yesterday. Like, you know, these decisions are not made in a vacuum. There's input, there's discussion, there's back and forth, there's argument, there's dissension, you know. not everyone's going to agree on everything, but at the end of the day, they come to a consensus on what is best for this organization today, tomorrow, and beyond that. And right now, they feel like the best decision is calling up this guy who's proven everything he can at the minor league level. They have to see what they have in him. And as a result, they have to make moves at the big league level. And what are you going to do? You've got a bunch of young guys who are out there getting their career started, and then there are their future. Are you going to kind of take them out of their element and possibly hinder their development? Or are you going to hope that a veteran guy who's been around long enough will be able to, you know, begrudgingly make that adjustment?
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. A couple other questions and results to the pitching from yesterday, Drew. Quinn Priester, not only just a very impressive outing, but kind of shocking seeing him really distribute pitches, and it wasn't just relying on the sinker. He virtually threw, I believe it was the cutter and the slider, the same amount yesterday, and he got some swing and miss stuff out of it. I mean, Pat Murphy giving all the credit to the front office for finding this guy and realizing that there might be a chance of something really there with Quinn Priester. Just talking about him and how he has developed throughout the season. Obviously a very impressive first outing, but we've also seen him get shelled in a Cubs game situation. But you're talking about a guy with 5+ years of team control left on this team. Like, he's going to be a part of this rotation for a long time to come. And it seems like with the move of Savali to the bullpen and not Priester, Pat Murphy thinks the same thing.
Yeah, they think very highly of him. You know, a story I'm working on right now is I'm actually going back and looking at the replies from Twitter when that trade was announced. I mean, people were upset. They thought that you would have thought that they gave away, you know, Robin Yount and Bob Uecker and Paul yes. Molitor to get Quinn Priester. They saw something. And listen, yesterday was a huge, huge step forward for him, not just because he went 6 innings or he started to face a third time through or because he had another, you know, dominant performance. But yesterday was a day where he kind of changed his approach. He talked about, you know, throwing the cutter high in the zone and getting swing and miss. And William Contreras realized early on that they were getting a lot of balls to the right side, to the pole side, from right-handed hitters. They needed to do something different. Started throwing that cutter up high and generating swing and miss, which something Priester said admittedly he had gotten away from and he didn't have a lot of confidence in. But the more that Contreras called it and the more that it worked and the more that Contreras keep calling it and seeing that it works, that built up confidence, knowing that this is now another weapon that he has in his arsenal, another way he has to get batters out. And that's the key thing for young pitchers, learning all the different ways you can pitch to get outs.
And he's done a phenomenal job of it. The 7 strikeouts ties the season high, has gone 5 or more innings and 7 straight outings now for Priester, has been shoving as of late for sure. Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the leadoff show here. Drew, question now on the offensive side. We learned now Christian Yelich out of the lineup for a 2nd straight day, and it seems like this injury stems back to the Philadelphia series from when he got hit on the hand and then ended up coming out. What's that going to do for the offense now here if Christian Yelich, you know, it seems like there's going to avoid an IL stint, but 2 days out in a row now, no Yelich in the lineup. How does that affect the offense going forward?
I mean, it's tough because Yelich was swinging a hot, hot bat, and it was kind of providing that much-needed jolt there in the heart of the lineup. That's what the Brewers offense is designed to do. You got your chaos guys down there at the bottom of the order. You got Bryce Terang, a great on-base guy at the top, and then you've got, you know, Contreras, Yelich, and Hoskins that are expected to drive it in. So you're losing your hottest bat. You're losing a huge production. People got to step up. You know, hopefully this isn't a long-term thing. It doesn't sound like it based on the early results. But yeah, that's a tough loss.
It definitely is. Yelich, no lineup the last 2 days. Jake Bowers in left field today as Contreras will take over the DH duties with Eric Haas catching. Drew, thank you so much for jumping on today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There he is, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner, covering the crew for the fam. Milwaukee does a fantastic job. Sent over that Mizorowski stuff. Was unfortunately unable to play some of Pat Murphy to give you some of that insight before, but that is what we have learned. With Jacob Mizorowski coming up, Aaron Civale will move to the bullpen for the foreseeable future for the Milwaukee Brewers. One more thing to get to before we get out of here. Keys to the game.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We're going to double up back-to-back days with the same keys to the game because the Brewers, while they were able to get a victory in yesterday's contest, really, again, thanks to the pitching performances of Quinn Priester, Abner Uribe, again. And Abner Uribe, by the way, got to bring this up because I didn't get to it with Drew, needs to be in all-star considerations right now. 32 games, 2-1 on the year, a 1.39 ERA in 32 and a third innings. He has 42 strikeouts. Guy has been lights out, and now he might be doing multi-inning stuff. Yeah, Abner Uribe, get him in the all-star game as well. But doubling down on it, getting hits with runners in scoring position. Brewers 0-for-7 again yesterday with runners in scoring position, unable to get a run across. It's going to help you out immensely if they can do that. We just learned from the game notes, of course, too, that the Brewers getting two extra base hits in that third inning yesterday was the first time they had done that in 10 days. Get some extra base hits. Get some guys in with runners in scoring position. Get some hits as well. That's going to do it for us here at The Fan. It's been the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz, your host here. We'll be back again tomorrow as the Milwaukee Brewers kicking off a four-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals, and it'll be the much-anticipated debut of Jacob Mizorowski going up against Sonny Gray. Leadoff Show starts 5 o'clock, 90 minutes of pregame coverage for you guys on games that start at 6:40. Cannot wait to do it. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Don't forget, send them home.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.